Time to look at developments on the market. It's all green with the All-Share Financials Resources, Industrials, Gold, and the Top 40 ending the day up. Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boysen, joins us in studio. Good evening, Gary.
Yeah, good evening. Good to be here.
A good day. Talk us through the developments.
Yeah, so it's a very positive day. Ended up, hit new highs again today. So it looks like we closed 57,454. That's on the All-Share Index, which is record highs. And I think propelled a lot by a weaker rand, which is also nothing to do with domestic issues, which is pretty much just the stronger dollar, but helping to lift some of the rand hedge counters. We saw, the likes of British American Tobacco, Naspers, helping to lift the overall market higher.
We are expecting economic data this week. Tell us about expectations there.
Yeah, so I think the big numbers for this week, we'd have manufacturing and mining production from South Africa, but I think the key is going to again be looking at the US numbers. So on Wednesday, we've got minutes from the FOMC meeting being released, which is certainly, if it continues the tone that we've had out of the Fed officials recently, I think we can expect the dollar rally to really continue.
Yeah.
Because it has been, all the speeches leading up to this have been very hawkish. And then probably the biggest number of the week, what I think everyone's really going to be focusing on is the U.S. Inflation numbers on Friday. So the first time since the financial crisis, at least, that inflation is going to be above 2% in the U.S., which is the Fed's target for inflation. And they said it was a target, not a limit. So they did say they would be prepared to allow inflation to move through that 2% level. But certainly with it hitting 2%, with unemployment now, looking very much like full employment in the U.S., it looks like those rate hikes could be brought on in a more aggressive fashion come 2018. And certainly we've seen it in the federal funds futures as well. So the rate hike that everyone was expecting in December, which I think at one stage was only priced in at about 30%, this morning was at 92% chance that we will get a rate hike in December in the U.S., which weaker rand, stronger dollar,
is
the story it's going to tell.
Yep, Sasol dropping 13 billion rand share plan for black investor debt. Talk us through that.
Yeah, so this actually, we saw a little bit of a recovery in Sasol share price today. It was up 2.92%. And this is on the back of an announcement that I think shocked the market a little bit a while back that Sasol was going to come to the market and basically issue a lot of new shares to pay off the old Sasol in Zalo debt, which I think is about 12 billion. Today they just said, I think it was a little bit with shareholder pushback, but and maybe also the share price reaction. I mean, the share did drop, I think it was almost 10% on the original announcement, and a 3% recovery isn't much. Basically saying that they won't come to they won't raise the capital in that way, but they will announce perhaps a different way of funding that debt, towards the beginning of next year. So I think the market breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief, but just because they're not going to issue shares, doesn't mean that debt is not going to have to be paid somehow by Sasol shareholders.
What's happening then at Lonmin?
Yeah, so Lonmin also, Lonmin down, was one of the biggest losers on the day today, down 3.6%. But this is on the back of an enormous rally that we saw on the announcement that some of the banks would suspend its debt covenants for a time. So there's a lot going on at Lonmin at the moment. So they're in the process of restructuring. So they're selling off a couple of I think they would like us to believe they were non-core assets, but they look to us to be very much core assets, really the crown jewels of the Lonmin portfolio.
Yeah.
In order to, get the business back on track, try and save the jobs that are at Lonmin at the moment and try and create a little bit of shareholder value. Shareholders of Lonmin obviously being punished severely over the last couple of years, with the company continually needing to come to market to raise capital, deeply discounted rights issues. And that's really having essentially wiped out, shareholder equity value over the last couple of years. This part of their turnaround strategy, they're buying a new asset which they'll take full control of, and this, I suppose is with the idea that it'll, with the suspension of the debt covenants, will allow the company and the mines to survive until the platinum price potentially lifts and the company becomes a little bit more profitable. From our point of view, it looks like an interesting strategy. I mean, it looks like they're going to sell off the K4 shaft, which really is, I think, the shaft that they could have done a lot with, as well as sell off smelter capacity to some of the other mines we're thinking probably Impala at this stage. Sibanye will probably take some of that capacity too. Mm. But certainly a very difficult time for Lonmin. I mean, it seems like one of their major issues is really the labor cost at the moment. I mean, if you compare them to RB Plats, Impala, all the other platinum miners in South Africa, labor costs significantly higher than the rest. And you know, with the sale of assets, we don't know if this is the right strategy, but certainly the share price recovering initially, but now taking a little bit of pain.
We'll watch and see. We'll leave it there for this evening. Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boysen, with the day's market wrap.